inquiry and sadhana. The following is an excerpt from questions and answers exchanged between Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi and Sri D.C. Desai, IRSE, Executive Engineer, East Indian Railway at Sri Ramana Ashramam, Tiruvannamalai, South India, on 24th of August 1944 at 9 a.m. and recorded in the October 1969 issue of The Mountain Path. Sri Desai, during the inquiry, should I repeat mentally the question, who am I, kuham, etc., just like the japa of a mantra, again and again, with feeling and understanding of the same? Sri Maharishi, japa of kuham is not correct. Put the question once only and then concentrate on finding the source of the ego and preventing recurrence of thoughts. Desai, should I endeavor to breathe in and out deeply and rhythmically during the inquiry and synchronize the formula kuham with the same, or should I pay attention to the incoming and outgoing breaths while repeating the questions kuham, kutoham, etc.? Maharishi, you should not attend to the breathing if you are capable of concentrating on the inquiry without it. Some may have to attend to the breathing if unable to concentrate on the inquiry alone. Some may practice kevala kumbhaka, retention of breath, during the inquiry. Some may require the help of regular pranayama also to steady the mind and control the thoughts. All these practices are to be given up when the mind becomes strong enough to pursue the inquiry without their aid. Pranayama is to be practiced with the usual caution. It will gradually increase the power and duration of the kumbhaka. It will make the mind one-pointed. Take its help if unable to concentrate without it. Pranayama is like reins to control the mind horse, or like brakes to control the wheel of thoughts. Who am I? And whence am I? Or one and the same? They refer to the ego only. No such questions can be asked in the case of their real self. Desai, I have been practicing other forms of sadhana apart from saguna meditation, such as japa, mantra, writing, kirtan, bhajana, swadhyaya, spiritual propaganda, lectures, free distribution of religious publications, etc. Should I continue these in addition to the inquiry of who am I if I get spare time, or should I curtail some or all of these and spend more time in the inquiry only? Will the above practices be helpful in quickening my progress in the inquiry? Maharishi, without losing hold of the knowledge of who you are, you may continue to perform all activities as prompted by the inner controller. They will go on even without your efforts. What you are destined to do, you cannot avoid. They will come your way of their own accord. You should also understand what japa, kirtana, etc. are meant for. Become and stay what you are. The real japa is always going on. Japa and God are one and the same. See the philosophy of the name as given by Saint Namdev. Desai, in the inquiry, who am I? Does the I refer to the ego or the Atman? Maharishi, in the inquiry, I refers to the ego. Desai, Are my present qualities of faith, humility, and surrender sufficiently intense, or are they still very imperfect and require further development? If so, how can I quickly develop them to perfection so as to deserve grace and early success in the realization of Atman or in the annihilation of the ego? Maharishi, do not entertain such thoughts of imperfection, lack of qualities, etc. You are already perfect. Get rid of the ideas of imperfection and need for development. There is nothing to realize or annihilate. You are the Self. The ego does not exist. Pursue the inquiry and see if there is anything to be realized or annihilated. See if there is any mind to be controlled. Even the effort is being made by the mind which does not exist.